Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Close personal friend of the Chad Hartman Show, Jason DeRussia, joins us here this afternoon at News Talk 830 WCCO. Jason, surprise, it's not Chad, it's me. How are you doing?
What fun to be on with you today, John. Great to hear your voice on CCO Radio again.
Well, that's very nice of you to say that. I appreciate that very much. So,
I mean, you can't, It's not just Zero Res commercials. I mean, I could hear you.
Nice. Yeah. Since I no longer have any carpeting, I'm not doing Zero Res commercials. So, even though they do so much more than carpeting.
I understand that. Yes. Something about that.
Hey, let me ask you this. I read something from time to time in Star Tribune, and I think it's Fridays, the five best things that our food writers ate this week. And you are constantly checking out new and different things. What's the best thing you've had in the last couple of weeks?
Ooh, great question. I mean, besides my wife's cooking, we cook a lot at home now, but out at restaurants. So I do have a side job as the food editor at Minnesota Monthly Magazine. And I will say this past weekend, we went out with some friends to PS Steak it was our friend Kathan's birthday celebration. And they did a smoked pork chop. And I know you go to a steak. Who goes to a steakhouse and orders a pork chop? Me. It's me, apparently. But they had a smoked pork chop that was just terrific. And then there's a new restaurant called Stepchild. No I. It's Step, C-H-L-D. And that is right by Certix in northeast Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, this is a place that I think everybody should go check out. It is very inventive, very fresh. You walk in, they've got this hydroponic plant installation, like hanging from the ceiling. So it's kind of, you've got these green plants kind of starting to emerge since this place has only been open for a couple of months. But they have a great burger. They have terrific vegetable dishes, just a very kind of fresh California cuisine with a lot of African flavors. Really, really nice place. There's some interesting stuff that's opened up. Through crisis and challenge, sometimes you have really creative and innovative ideas emerging. And I think during this time of coronavirus and pandemic, You've seen like some really creative stuff opening up, which has been fun.
You mentioned Certix. Have you been to the, what is it, Certix Sidebar?
Yes, Sidebar just reopened, and it's different. I have to get back there because they've hired a chef. Originally, they were running that restaurant with their catering chef, who is terrific. But they decided when they reopened to bring in this chef, Randall Pruden. And it's the menu looks great. I love the space. I love what the Certix have done there. You can buy any bottle from inside their store and then bring it in, and they'll open it up in the restaurant for you for, I think, $12, which is terrific, right? Usually restaurants are about double the cost of what you
pay. For a corkage fee, you mean?
Yeah. So you pay $12, they open it up. But you could buy it at retail and bring it in, which is kind of fun. But I love that place. I think it's it's really good. And then Butcher and the Boar, remember Butcher and the Boar closed?
Sure, from up on Hennepin.
They open tomorrow. They had some soft openings. I popped in on Saturday night there. Butcher and the Boar is, it was kind of a dramatic situation where Butcher and the Boar sold their lease, the location, and then they also sold their intellectual property to somebody else. How about that, right?
Yeah.
So the owners of Crave bought the building on Hennepin in downtown, and mm-hmm. they renamed it the Butcher's Tale because they didn't buy the intellectual property, so they didn't get the name. They just got the location. And they open up, I believe tonight they open, and they have the original butcher, Peter Botcher. So they have, like, the original recipes and a lot of the old stuff. So I think people are going to love that this summer, that the beer garden will be open. And, you know, I don't know where you're at on this, John, but I get the sense that people are sort of, now some people are still cautious and are being careful, but many, many people are vaccinated and I think are ready to rock when kind of they're, don't you get that sense? Like people are
absolutely ready. Absolutely. Yeah. We spoke about that in the last half hour, that there's 60%, 6 out of 10 people already have a bucket list of things they would like to try now that they have had some of their freedoms restored, and you don't know what you miss till it's gone. You know, the big yellow taxi took away my old man, but I think that's very true. I love the fact that they've got a butcher named Botcher.
Isn't that hilarious? Yes. Peter Botcher, back in the day when that restaurant opened up, I was down in the basement with him doing a story for Channel 4 where he was showing me how to make sausage. And let's just say that Peter Botcher, the butcher, was a little nervous to be on TV. And it's possible he did. Well, Butcher and the Boar is known for their bourbon. And it's possible Peter Botcher the Butcher did a little bit of bourbon before the TV crew showed up. It's possible. I'm just saying. It's just between you, me, and, you know, the 50,000-watt blowtorch, but otherwise.
Well, given the nature of the business, I mean, the last thing you want is a nervous butcher, right? I mean,
nobody wants that.
That could be tragic.
Yes. So how did you ever get a nickname like Lefty? Oh, sorry. yeah, indeed. That's a good story in itself right there, the whole thing unfolding. So now when you go to these places,
mm-hmm.
do you try like a craft cocktail if they offer them something that is somewhat unusual, somewhat unique?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, I'm right now at Solo Vino Wine Shop in St. Paul, and I was just talking with a local wine and liquor distributor about kind of where people are going to be at. You know, during the pandemic, we found, and of course, liquor stores, like, their sales just went crazy, right? Because people weren't going out to restaurants, and they were sort of, you know, if you're not spending money at restaurants, people were transferring a lot of their spending to the liquor store. And what we found during the pandemic is that people, especially with liquor and wine, really gravitated towards familiar labels. So in a time of uncertainty, we kind of went to things we were comfortable with, which kind of makes sense, right? Yeah. You want to try something different in a time where you feel like the whole world is kind of on edge and you don't know what's going on. So it's very interesting to see like what restaurants are, as they come back to indoor seating, like where's the public going to be at? Are we ready for wild and crazy and roaring 20s type stuff? I think that's where it's going to be. You're going to see craft cocktails. There's a place called Sanjusan that just opened in the North Loop. That's sort of an Italian/Japanese fusion. And they have a cocktail that has, you know, a big kind of tuft of cotton candy on it.
Oh,
sort of, you can kind of sweeten your beverage to whatever degree you want by putting how much of the cotton candy you want in the drink. But I think we'll see like some of that kind of nonsense, right? Because people just want to have fun. They want to be taken care of. They want to be transported.
Yeah, I think I agree with you.
No, I mean, I just want, give me a pour of whiskey on a bottle of ice, or on an ice cube. I'm good to go.
Yes, maybe a splash of water. You know, I am a fan in St. Paul of Holman's Table.
Yes, yes. I just went to their sister restaurant in Maple Grove last night, Rock Elm. Great. No, he's a great operator, Holman's Table. That's a very nice restaurant.
See, I love to sit outside on the runway.
Isn't that cool?
It makes a great, you know, if conversation is lagging, it's like, oh, look, here comes another one.
It's not quite sitting on the runway of MSP, but it's still like.
No, yeah. Yeah.
There's no Delta 747 flying over your head, thankfully.
No, not so much anymore. Yeah. No,
but pretty cool. Like, that's a neat restaurant, and their cocktails there are really, really fun.
And it's the same thing, what's the barbecue place I was thinking of in St. Paul that used to be on Mears Park and they closed and they reopened somewhere else?
Handsome Hog.
Handsome Hog, yes.
Yep.
Wonderful brisket. Now, here, let me ask you this, because so often when you do a review of a place, mm-hmm. or if I read about one in the paper, and then I go to the thing where I read the comments
right
afterwards, it's like, oh, yeah, well, I'm not going downtown, you know, nuts to that noise. Give me your take on that. I mean, it just seems like it's overblown. Like, you know, those people were never coming downtown to begin with.
Yes, I think that's right. Most of the kind of comment crowd, what I take issue with this. First of all, I think we do have to acknowledge that in urban Minneapolis and urban St. Paul, we have a crime problem. We just do. I think we also have to acknowledge this is not unique to the Twin Cities. Every major city in the country is seeing a burst in crime. And why do we think this is? It's because young people have been out of school. Government-run kind of after-school centers and rec centers have been closed down because of the pandemic. So people have been out of work, desperate, bored, you name it. There are all these things going on here, and there's a burst in crime. And, you know, maybe some of this is some of the issues over discussion about policing, but I don't know. Like, is it that or is it really COVID? I think the evidence would indicate that it's more because we've been in this COVID pandemic, not because of discussions on how we're going to do policing going forward. That said, like, we do have crime. But is it, I come downtown every day, I go to restaurants all the time, and I feel very safe. But I've always gone into the city, I've always felt safe. I do think there are people who are unsure. And some of it is downtown, when you're full at 100% capacity, you maybe don't see people who are homeless because you have everybody who's kind of their business suits walking around. And we're sort of seeing what I think has always been there, right? But we just maybe didn't notice it before. And so it makes people uncomfortable. I think all these things can be true. It's overblown, yes. There are people who are exaggerating it for their own political purposes because they don't like cities or they don't like the political party that's in power in the city. But I think it's also true that it is a problem. And there are people who are saying, look, we're having all these discussions about the long-range future, which is good, but what are we doing about the now? And I think that's fair and legit also. So,
indeed.
Typical news, man. I think both sides are right. but I do think that's the case.
Jason, a pleasure to chat with you. Thank you for your willingness to join me in Chad's absence. I appreciate that very much.
Sure.
We will hopefully cross paths again soon. I'll continue to follow you on WCCO Television, Channel 4.
Sounds good. John, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Take care. Jason DeRussia will take this time out and be back at News Talk 830 WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.